Hello?
Hi, Dia. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Who's this?
It's Nadine.
Oh, this is Nadine.
I had a missed call from you. I didn't listen to the voice message. I just noticed I had a missed call, so I figured I'd call you right now. So I wanted to follow up.
No, I'm just calling. I just got a few text messages and all that stuff. The last message I got, that I got a review.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
then you're having your grand opening on the 7th, right? November 7th? How exciting.
You know what? That's another thing I need to let you know, because the city's taking longer on the process.
Are they really?
Yes. Things are not like they used to be in the past.
Are they giving you too many issues, the city?
Just like doing with everyone else right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just a little process that requires like an outside assistance.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll need somebody. I need to hire an expediter, and I started doing that yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So they call, their legal offices, they're called permit expediters.
Okay.
The building application issues and stuff complicated, and the building was like, has too many open permits in the past. Every building is different from the other.
Oh, wow. Really? That's interesting. Each building is different. That they have different regulations? Is that what it is per building?
No, it's just like when you rent a building or a new store, they have to go back and see who was the last person was there and who was before him. If there is a CO, change of use, a certificate of occupation, this is all required for me.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
But I'm not worried too much about it. I started the process, and I open when I can.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I did want to follow up with you because I know you called, so I wanted to make sure that I called you right away.
Okay. Another thing. When is that amount due that I need to pay?
Let me take a look. So you're billing, if I look back, let me see. Let me go to your billing. Your billing is always the 26th. Let me take a look back. It says you last paid 3 weeks ago. Hold on. Let me go back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
In my mind, it was like the beginning of October.
Your next billing is not until October 26th. That's your next billing.
Yeah, I use my mind sometimes to remember things like that.
Yeah,
but
it's always the 26th of every month. Mm-hmm.
But this time it's going to be, the payment is what?
It's only going to be $599.
No.
Is your next billing.
What I'm saying is, when it has to be paid.
October 26th.
My next bill.
Yes.
Okay. And how do you guys take it off the account?
Yes, it's a recurring payment, so it automatically debits it.
So
now,
it went out of the account for you, like last time you took it off the account, not the first time. So it's paid now two times already.
When I look back here, you paid on August 26th, and then you did, let's see, give me 1 second. Yeah, so your next payment is not until October 26th.
But I'm saying that October 26th is going to be the third payment.
The third payment, correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Okay, now another thing. Normally I go back I go on the review and response back to the customer after they write. But this time when I went on this review, I couldn't find where to go and respond to this customer. Is this because maybe I'm on my
Okay, let me take a look. So you don't know where to go to respond to them, right, when they leave you a review?
I do know. I did it before. If you notice the other reviews, I always...
Yeah, yeah.
When I went into this review, let me see. I'm in my phone right now.
Right.
and I'm going on floor census review. The last review that came, that new one.
Uh-huh.
It has the share and the like buttons. Nothing
right.
else. Like, just share. Nothing else to be able to respond
so for
to
you to reply?
To reply, yeah.
Okay. Let me send something to customer service and see if they can help you with that. So let me notate it on here.
Thank you, Sharon Russell.
Yeah, because there
the
should
last...
be a reply for you where you're able to reply to it. Let me see. Daya called in wanting. No. Okay.
Maybe it will be a lot easier than running on my computer laptop.
Maybe, yeah, it could. I don't know. What kind of phone do you have? See, I don't know if it allows you when you're on your mobile phone. What do you have, iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
maybe it's because it's a phone. Try it from your computer, right, from
yeah,
your desktop. If it doesn't let you... Then I would say then message me or call me and then I'll send customer service something to see if they could look into it. It might be because you're not doing it from your desktop. I know certain things like when you're trying to do it from your phone, it won't always allow you on your phone, but if you're on your desktop, it'll allow you.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. That's most last time I've done it from the phone.
Yes.
I mean, both last time I've done it from the desktop.
Did you do it last time from the desktop? Maybe that's why it doesn't allow you from your phone to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. But
okay.
Anyways.
You are so welcome. Always my pleasure. Anytime.
Okay, bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.